he begged them to take him with them away from this awful country. Once on board the Marjorie W., the stranger told his rescuers a pitiful tale of privation, hardships, and torture, extending over a period of 10 years. How he happened to have come to Africa he did not tell them, leaving them to assume he had forgotten the incidents of his life prior to the frightful ordeals that had wrecked him mentally and physically. He did not even tell them his true name, so they knew him only as Michael Sabrov, nor was there any resemblance between this sorry wreck and the virile, though unprincipled, Alexis Paulvitch of old. It had been 10 years since the Russian had escaped the fate of his friend, the arch-fiend Rokoff, and not once, but many times during those 10 years, had Paulvitch cursed the fate that had given to Nicholas Rokoff death and immunity from suffering, while it had meted to him the hideous terrors of an existence infinitely worse than the death that persistently refused to claim him. Paulvitch had taken to the jungle when he had seen the beasts of Tarzan and their savage lord swarm the deck of the Kincaid, and in his terror lest Tarzan pursue and capture him, he had stumbled on deep.